exceptions to this rule. Sending love to a dangerous, ugly, or abusive situation is the only thing we can do if we're looking for drama-free healing and everlasting change. It's not always an easy thing to do, but herein forever lies the answer. Love. As my hypervigilance started to quiet down and the day faded into evening, the nausea, anxiety, guilt, pain, and grief that I was feeling earlier was finally starting to subside. Still, I continued to ho'oponopono my way throughout the remainder of the day until I fell asleep that night. Not too long thereafter, I was walking past the television one day and heard the newscaster announce a recent bear rescue. In my heart of hearts, I knew that this message was meant for me, that I was given confirmation of how we truly can make a difference in any part of the world, no matter where we live, and yes, even when we're out eating popcorn and watching a movie. Thank you, Dr. Joe and Dr. Hu Len, and for all of those before you who have brought the message of Ho'oponopono into our lives so that we can awaken and carry the knowledge that we have the power to heal the world and make a difference. Our work here has only just begun. Please, let us always remember, harm none, love everything, love everyone. Ho'oponopono travels across time. Suzanne Burns. My lifelong search for an asthma cure was over. One mysterious evening, after over 50 years of asthma and allergies, this condition abruptly, magically halted. Dateline February 25th, 2006. Earlier that day, while relaxing over an Austin Tex-Mex lunch, I felt a quickening in my being. Ooh, it felt very mysterious, like something was happening and I was somehow being worked on. A wave of love overwhelmed me, and then I resumed lunch. That evening in the hotel meeting room, an electricity filled the air, an inexplicable pulsing of excitement. Dr. Hu Len, the speaker, ended up sitting at my table. Midway through the meal, I told an asthma experience I had, and he used that later to springboard into his talk. Well, I was familiar with the Hawaiian Huna spiritual healing model, but not of the healing and forgiveness methodology and philosophy at the heart of the healing, which he explained at length. Dr. Hu Len told us he was working on clearing each of us in attendance at the dinner by reading our names and getting clarity and oneness with us. How he does it is by expressing love for each person, asking for forgiveness for any wrongdoing consciously or unconsciously from the past or present of himself and his ancestors to us and our predecessors, all the way back to the beginning of time and microbic life forms. Wow! That's a lot to clear, so that he and we can all get back to true relationship in and of divinity. The next day unveiled the miracle at hand. I met my mentor from Joe Vitale's executive mentoring program and his wife for lunch, being that I was from out of town and we'd never met in person. I had to walk quite a few blocks to the restaurant and realized I didn't need an inhaler at all during the trek. That was most unusual and the first clue. They remarked how far it was from where my car was parked, and I told them that perhaps I no longer had asthma and that it felt like it was so. Later that evening, I had the pleasure of dining with Dr. Hu Len, and we spoke of the healing of Ho'oponopono and that now, having experienced its power in my life with asthma, I could go and help others with this problem and do the same. He also spoke of the importance of drinking water before each meal to flush out toxins and also to rid the home environment of clutter. Ahem. Well, the best got better and better. It's been nearly 6 months since, and even though I got bronchitis, I bounced back without medicines. I never wheezed or needed an inhaler or asthma drug of any sort. Since then, I've been in homes with cats, dogs, and birds for hours at a time and had no wheezing or need for inhalers. My lungs are clear as a bell, and I can breathe deeply and fully, and this for the first time ever. Wow. Dr. Hulan, though you don't call it a healing, or yourself a healer, and that the universe and my soul did it, thank you. And thanks to Joe Vitale for sharing Dr. Hulan and a night of healing magic. I'm forever grateful. Martha Snee from New Jersey.
And here's one more. An Irishman Finds Aloha by Brian Collins. 10 years ago, I began the study of myself through the usage of Ho'oponopono. I came into the understanding of this Hawaiian problem-solving process after years of study in Asian systems of healing, martial arts, and energy work. I'd been through what could be called the ringer in terms of my search for what could be understood as enlightenment, and being Irish, I am always looking for the proof in the pudding, meaning seeing results versus smokescreens of words. Being raised in South Boston, Massachusetts, a tough-as-nails Irish working-class neighborhood where the sounds of gunfire and police sirens were like inner-city bird calls, your chances of discovering metaphysical understandings of the universe don't often come up. So upon finding an opportunity to attend a free lecture, I jumped at the chance to check out this Hawaiian understanding of life. What I found was very different. Many systems utilize and move energy, like moving pieces on a chessboard. Ho'oponopono, however, awakened me as to how to erase the negative elements that manifest as problematic situations inside myself, thus removing the chess pieces altogether. I was intrigued, to say the least. Much of the concepts at the time flew over my head, as all of the ideas were new to me. But at the end of the lecture, I figured I would give the 2 free tools that were given out as a gift.